Beyond the Mic with Sean Dillon.
We're joined on the start line by a former editor of Mix Mag USA, author and DJ. His tag team partner and award-winning freelance creative director. 25 years ago, they put out the definitive history of the disc jockey in Last Night, a DJ Saved My Life. We welcome the authors Bill Brewster and Frank Broughton.
Hey, great to be with you.
Friends, let's go beyond the mic. This book is your kid who hasn't left the house, still lives in the basement. Tell us the story on how you decided to write it.
Well, we wanted to write a book about disco, and then our editor had the brainwave of, why don't you write the whole history of the DJ, because no one's ever done that. And that gave us the kind of megalomania that it was that was required to write a book of this length. But it ended up 25 years later. We've updated it twice. This is the second update. And it's now 250,000 words about the whole history of the DJ.
How did the power of the DJ diminish with streaming music and technology allowing anyone to be a DJ?
I don't think so. Not really. I think in a lot of ways, the DJ's job is more important now than it's ever been. You know, I don't think a Spotify algorithm is ever going to beat having a human with taste selecting music. You know, it's a completely different thing. It might work for, say, a housewife who just wants some nice music in the background, but it's never going to work for people who are passionate about music.
And our specialty really is the club DJ, and I think there's a special electricity in the room when you've got one person that's driving the music for the rest of the party in that kind of first among equals. I mean, we always think that the DJ is really on the dance floor themselves. They're one of the dancers. They just have the power to take the party wherever they want. And I think that is never going to be diminished, that live moment.
You guys say, quote, your value as a DJ no longer hinges on dull technical skills like beat mixing, but on emotion, sensitivity, and musicality, unquote. Where do you see DJs in another 20 years, Bill?
I don't think that role's ever going to change. Because I think ultimately DJing, especially inside nightclubs, is really about empathy and having an empathetic feeling towards the crowd that you're playing for and just building up that rapport between what you do and what they hear.
Frank?
And talking about the technical aspect, I think we would compare that to kind of autofocus on a camera. You know, you don't think about focusing, you think about taking a great picture. And I think what the new technology lets DJs do, and you're right, it's totally democratized now. Anyone can really learn DJing quite quickly in terms of the technical skills, the beat matching and lining songs up and checking that they are in key with each other. All of that the computers can do for you, but your job is to choose the exact right song, the exact right track for the emotions in the room, for the people that are dancing in front of you.
The book is Last Night, A DJ Saved My Life, the updated edition, and Bill Brewster and Frank Broughton joins us beyond the mic. It's time for the Rocky Nate, 8 random questions. Answer with the first thing that comes to your mind. There is no pressure since we have two guests. We'll alternate questions. Bill, what's the one thing you love to cook for guests?
Osso buco. I was a chef for 12 years before I got involved in music, so... And also was one of the dishes that I used to like cooking in my chef days.
Frank, what's your favorite memory of you and Bill's first low life party?
Sitting on the step outside the stoop, I should say, because it was in a brownstone in Harlem, and sitting on the stoop with the people who'd survived the night with the disco ball glinting in the sunshine.
Bill, which country in your Asian tour intrigues you the most for clubs?
Sri Lanka, because it's the first time I've ever been to Sri Lanka, so I have no idea what to expect at all. But I felt the same about India until I went there, and that was a pleasant surprise.
Frank, what's the best music festival you've ever played?
That would be Festival Number 6, which we played for several years in different locations around the festival, and then the final year that festival existed, we got to play in the room that we loved the most, which was this, it was called the Rum Tent, I think it was, but we got to play in this very warm, slightly debauched, shall I say, venue in the festival. So that has to be one of the best memories.
Bill, what's the best thing about Frank?
He's fun, he's funny, and he's unbelievably loyal.
Frank, what's the best thing about Bill?
He's the best DJ in the world.
Wow!
Oh, thank you.
Bill, which album changed you forever?
Oh, my God. Probably the first David Bowie album that I bought, because that was the start of my addiction to records and vinyl. I bought Aladdin Sane the day it came out, and that was a huge moment for me. I was 13, I think, and that started my vinyl addiction.
Do you still have it?
I don't actually know. I sold my record collection 6 years ago. It was starting to take over my life. I had like 15,000 records, and I was moving house, and the house was slightly smaller. So I'm afraid I got rid of my collection.
Frank, what's the first vinyl you ever purchased, and do you still have it?
I bought a bunch of punk singles, 7 inches, from my best friend's brother, Rob Bradford, and I still have all of them. I'm going to think what they are. Public Image Limited, Susie and the Banshees, a couple of Ramones.
Wow.
It was like my introduction to punk in sort of seven inches.
It's time for One Big Question with Bill Brewster and Frank Broughton, Beyond the Mic. Why does music touch your soul, and how has it changed you measurably today?
It makes you feel, when it's good, it makes you feel alive in a way that most other things don't. The only thing I could compare it to is when you're watching a soccer game and your team scores. You have that feeling inside you, and that's what's incredible about it, because you can't always define it that easily. You just know when you hear it, and that's the magic of music. Yeah, that's the thing that I strive for.
I'm going to give you a little bit of science, because there's actually some research, and this is quite amazing, but humans have a thing called mirroring, which means that we react when we can see other people doing things, we react, and it affects everything that's going through our brain. And there is absolute proof positive that you enjoy music more when other people are enjoying it around you. And I think if nothing else, that just pins down what it is to be human. To dance with each other is a fundamental human, it's a human right, I think, and a human is part of what it is to be part of our species.
Bill will cook for you in Osobuco if he really likes you, while Frank's favorite was Festival Number 6. They both want you to read their updated book, Last Night, A DJ Saved My Life. Bill Brewster, Frank Broughton, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thanks, Sean. Bye-bye.
And that, my friends, is a Beyond the Mic Shortcut.
If you're enjoying these conversations, please check out another Beyond the Mic episode to find more actors, artists, and people you need to know. We'd also appreciate a like and subscribe on the Good Pods app.